The Bird Show.
Let's stay in neighborhoods here because Mo thinks that he might have a stalker in the neighborhood.
I think I'm legit being stalked. And I can't. He hasn't done anything to cross the line to where I can prove it or I have the smoking gun. But these last like 3 or 4 walks that I've had have been very odd. And I think something is up. And so I told y'all that I felt old because I had to start walking ever since I've had a gout flare up. But the doctor told me that's one of the ways to continue to present the flare ups is to stay active and to keep walking. So that's what I've been doing. Every day I go for a neighborhood walk.
It's good for your mental health, too.
It's actually allegedly really good. No, genuinely, I feel the difference. Like, you get your thoughts going. You can be a little more creative. Walking is really good for you. Who knew? Right? So I'm walking, and the first day that this happened, there's just this random guy. I've never seen him before, but I could. He's one of those walkers who, like, drags his feet, so I could hear him.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, like, that feeling of knowing that somebody is behind me.
Yep.
And we're doing
it. Abby, by the way, walks the exact same way.
Oh, yeah.
I called you out on it the other day.
Yeah, I'm kind of a shuffler. But my whole family does that. I don't know if it's like a hip thing. Like, we don't have like the dexterity to like lift our feet.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit of a shuffler.
So he's like dragging his feet and I hear him. But it's like odd because the footsteps are there, but they're not getting closer and they're not getting further away. So we're doing like this little weird song and dance where we're somehow walking the exact same pace. So he's just going to be there like the entire walk.
Oh, that's awkward.
It is, right? And so I start purposely slowing down.
Uh-huh.
And then he's slowing down with me.
Uh-huh.
I start speeding up. He's speeding up with me. So at first I'm like, okay, maybe we are just going the same way. But this particular day, I mean, we walked like we walked a far distance, maybe like a 2 mile walk. He there the whole time.
What?
He's there the entire walk.
Oh, I would have been so uncomfortable.
At any point, you start thinking like, okay, I'm going to sprint now. And a guy with gout isn't going to get very far.
No. So that's the funny part is at some point, I'm with my lady. She's like, let's cross the street. So I'm like, okay, cool. But the way we had to cross the street, we had to run. And I can't really run. I'm not 100% yet. So I'm limping across the street. So now I show, I'm like, you didn't make me show this man I got a weakness.
Yeah.
He's making plans now. You're like, chum in the water, baby.
Exactly. I feel exposed out here. But I don't think that was a good move. But then
if this is safari, you're kind of the lame animal.
That's absolutely.
About to get eaten.
Yeah. So he doesn't cross the street. He just continues going forward. And now I have eyes on him. I'm like, okay, cool. Not so weird. Then on the way back, this is maybe 30 minutes later. We're making our way back to the apartment now. Guy pops up out of nowhere again.
What?
And I hear him before
out of the
I
bushes.
See him. That's what it felt like. Because he wasn't there the entire walk. I don't know where he came from, but I heard the shuffling. I heard the feet. And I said to myself, there's no way this guy's behind us again. And then we both turn around. There he is, doing the same thing. And I get all the way home, and then he goes his way. I think that's the end of it. No big deal. 2 days later, same walk, same guy, same area, same shuffle. And he's behind us the entire time. And this time, I walked and made sure to keep an eye on exactly where he was and what he was doing. And he got to some point, and I looked behind and he just stopped. He just randomly stopped. And then there was another guy going a different way. He started following that guy. So now it's just awkward, right?
What the?
And then to put the cherry on it, we end up walking to Target, and I'm on the line. Now, this is the next day. This is the third day now. I'm on the line at Target. I go to pull out my card. I accidentally drop my card. Somebody picks it up.
No.
Nah.
It's Shuffle.
It's Shuffle. Mr. Shuffle.
It's the Cupid Shuffle guy.
Dude.
He's here, you drop this.
Whoa.
So now I'm like, I take my card and then he walks away and I'm like, nah, this is creepy. But I have nothing to prove that he's following me, but yeah. I feel like he's following me.
Move now.
It's time to go.
Hey, The Bird Show.